from Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar called on Muslims to mark the Islamic New Year, Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri, as a moment of hijrah or spiritual migration and self-reflection toward a more meaningful life. He made the statement while attending the commemoration of Muharram 1st with the theme Peaceful Muharram, Living in Harmony with Humanity and Nature at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta on Thursday. He also expressed hope that Islamic New Year would have a positive impact on global peace, particularly in the Middle East, which continues to face ongoing conflict. Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, who attended the closing ceremony of Grebek Suro 2025 at Ponorogo Town Square on Thursday. In his speech, he said Reog Ponorogo is a reflection of Indonesia's rich cultural heritage, which has been recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO. Grebek Suro 2025 was held from June 4 to the 29th. Presenting 32 events from cultural performances and religious activities to sports and traditional arts. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Doesn't mean that trouble's gonna go away. Give yourself a break. wondrous civilization. Disposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principal. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Even shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts, never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Tetaplah satu kita. Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kilauan samudra terbentang khatulistiwa.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, it is so good to be back on the program VOI Talk with Mirahma from the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia. on June 27, 2025 is a very exciting moment for Muslims, particularly as June 27, 2025 marks Islamic New Year or Muharram, first 1447 Hijri. And of course, it also marks a new lease of life for every Muslim. So to talk more about the Islamic New Year, the meaning behind it, and more about this special day for Muslims, joining us on today's VOI Talk, Professor Dr. Haji Muhyar Fanani, MAG, as Director of Postgraduate Studies from the State Islamic University of Wali Songo, or UIN Wali Songo, in Semarang, Central Java. Assalamualaikum, Bapak Muhyar. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy New Islamic Year.
Yes, Happy New Islamic New Year to you too. And like what I said before, hopefully it spreads new spirits, positivity for all Muslims around the world. But now we would like to know more from your perspective. How do you define the commemoration of Muharram first or Islamic New Year for Muslims?
For Muslim in all over the world, Muharram very important moment to self-evaluation, self-introspection, and expressing gratitude or thanks to God, and also common to find a better behavior, better deed for the Muslim.
Okay, and just to remind all Muslims around the world, could you elaborate a little bit about the history of the establishment of Hijri calendar?
The beginning of the Hijri calendar is found by Umar bin Khattab, and the second caliph of Islamic kingdom, Islamic government, found many difficulties how to evaluate the governors in Chile at the time, and also in Iraq at the time, how to do the Islamic government when Umar asked many people that and give the time to make the time of Hijra movement Makkah to Madinah conducted by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, the new year is starting calculated from the time of when our Prophet moved from Makkah to Madinah. When Umar decided to the first Hijriah, that means the Hijriah already 17 Hijriah. So the time is calculated to previous 17 years before. That's according to the history. And after Umar decided the new year, then all leaders follow the Umar. And also the leaders in all over the world at that time, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, and also other areas of Islamic territory, then follow the decision of Umar bin Khattab to start the every program in every year using the Hijri calendar. That is the history.
And this moment is not just a new date in the Hijri calendar, but also a commemoration of migration, right, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. It is another monumental event as the basis of Islamic calendar. So what values we can take from this journey?
Yeah, many values we have from deciding decision of Umar bin Khattab using Hijrah movement of our Prophet to become as a new year, a new calendar, Islamic calendar. Some of the values, the most important values is we believe that God always giving mercy and loving his loving to us. So every coming the Islamic New Year, that means we have to believe that in the next year we will have a better life, we will have a better situation and condition, because hopeless in Islamic tenets, Islamic teaching is for prohibited. Muslim people is not allowed to be hopeless people. That means the every new year coming, Islamic calendar coming, that means new spirit coming. Therefore, this is the one values. And the second values, the first values, the second values is thanks to God that previous year we have perhaps the situation is not good enough, but we still believe that under the merciful of God and loving of from him, we can deliver many tasks, many duties successfully enough. We have to express our gratitudes or thanks to God. In Indonesia, the expression of thanks to God expressed in many kinds of commemoration. For example, parade of torch of pawai obor, for example, in Central Java and also East Java, Sekaten in Yogyakarta, Surakarta, and Ngadulap, yeah, Ngadulap, Sunu for Sunda areas, especially Sukabumi. That means percussion of a drum, hitting the drum freely and strongly. The healthy, that was expression of thankful to God. And also many areas in this country, in Indonesia, we have many traditions that lived long before. For example, Tabuik, yeah, Tabut for West Sumatra and Bengkulu, that means to kafin, keranda from bamboo and rotan to commemorate the murder of Hassan and Hussein, grandsons of our Prophet. Also in Bangka Belitung, we have Nganggung, for example, bringing rice and side dishes to the mosque and then consume together in the one meeting with the religious speech from the elder ulama, local ulama, to hear a good suggestion to young people that the first thing, living happily, living happy, that's more important than everything. So don't forget to always believe that Allah always giving mercy to us, loving to us, and keep spirit to find new hope for new year. That's many ways to express the thanks to God, because he is very merciful for us.
And what about celebrations in Semarang?
Yeah, Semarang, we have our upper period of tours, and also in the local market we find many jajanan, what we say jajanan in English.
Snacks, yeah.
Yeah,
many snacks.
This morning I went to my closest market is my home. That's many people, mbo, ibu, selling jajanans, and the young generation love this situation because they are free without school, and going to school is free now, so they can enjoy the situation of Muharram.
I think torch parade is the most much awaited one, especially for the children.
For the young generation, parades of torch or power offer is very interesting for them, because it will be something like bang api in traditional ways, and the day of this our grandmother has certain memories about this traditional period of Tours.
So, okay, we have talked about the values we can take before. Now we talk about how we implement these values, how we apply these values in our daily life, in the way we think and the way we act. What do you think about this?
The situation now is a little bit hard, we have many wars in between Israel and Iran, Ukraine, also with Russia. But according to our prophet, that even tomorrow morning is Kiamat symbol, the death of everything, you have to breathe the tree. So you have to do good thing, even you know that tomorrow is the death of life. So how to implement those values in our daily life? We as believe people to God, whatever religion in our country and whatever belief in this world, we have to install the optimistic, the positive values, the positive thinking to what happened in the next few days, in the next year. Because Allah said in the Quran that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Our prophet said to the servant, to the creatures, that whoever exceed their souls to not finish or not finish to the miracle from Allah, the ages of the people, then Allah said in the Quran. So how do you implement you in our daily life of Hiria, is to we have some to things in our life, self-evaluation. Self-evaluation. Everything in the past few years, we have to say is a book with a lot of profit. I think we can better than before. Self-evaluation is number one. And the with me, we have to make a big commitment for our life. Commit to the good thing. Commit to see the good thing. Commit to think the good thing. Because our thinking is everything from our head here. If you have good, positive thinking, your word will be positive. When your word is positive, you did really positive also. That as a nation, I think it is very wrong of me, for example, as an educator in university, we have to compete with satanic flat equipment. I said to me, as Tan Kering is a mobile phone, because educators have to compete with them. Education can be good thing, but the control of the mind, the mobile phone, everything for the children. Even from the gun, even from early school, they already dominated by the mobile phone, and they cannot control anymore what can do by the students in the elementary school. So, good thing, good most and only good, it is strong now because domination of mobile phone, med source, hospital, so on and so on. That's our challenge.
Okay, and final statement, please, Bapak Muhyar, on the occasion of Islamic New Year, especially amid our efforts to realize global peace.
Yeah, now we can see what happened in our world today. War in Ukraine and also in Iraq and Israel still frightening. And but as a Muslim, we have to keep our spirit belief that our God will give a merciful to us and a better chance of opportunity as long as we believe Him. Unfortunately, not all human beings keep teaching of religion. That's the problem. They don't follow the teaching of religion, but for the interest based on dark interest, based on what they close interest, based on not very essential to life of human beings. They respect the life, respect the interest, and this is a good thing for human beings in all over the world. We have to say to them, we have to ask to them, especially the leaders for our president, Papua, and also from received from the big country, Russia, China, and also USA, to cut from what we say from the ability few to create the peaceful world in next year.
Okay, Professor Dr. Haji Muhyar Fanani MAG, thank you so much for sharing your insight about the Islamic New Year. Let's keep hopeful for a better life, a better world. It's on VOI Talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Assalamualaikum. Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, that's today's VOI Talk on Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri, a time of change and removal. Hopefully it can spread positivity and new spirit for you all, especially Muslims around the world. I'm Rahma from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the Tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Break my heart, make me so down in love. Voice of Indonesia.
Nyanit itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jukurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyanditkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Berusalam is striving to preserve. In the nyanit tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jukurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The centuries old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati also used the nyanit tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention, words, and action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyana tradition is becoming increasingly well-known. Indonesians are hoping that this tradition can be preserved. DASEP also aims for Indonesia to products which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanut community is to create a Nyanut village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanut village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanut tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanutnya juga.
Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Tabuik is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuik aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the Tabuik, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuik is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are listening to our program and also watching us on VOI News, I should say, on RRI Net. We are available on RRI Net every 3 to 4 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7. You can watch it on rri.co.id or UCTV, and then also on the RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. And we also would like to greet our listener in Egypt, namely Sami Musad, who sent a greeting of Happy Islamic New Year to our WhatsApp. Happy Islamic New Year to you too, Mr. Sami Musad. Hopefully all of us will have a blessed New Year on 1447 Hijri. Unfortunately, this also ends today's program of Indonesia Today, but only on RRI Net. So if you want to reach us just like Sami Musad did, you can send a message to our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, or you can send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or to our email voilisteners@gmail.com with us. Okay, voilisteners@gmail.com. So it's still in the spirit of Islamic New Year. We have a song by Indonesian music group Ran with the song called Hari Baru, or A New Day. So I'm Rahma signing out from RRI Net. We keep on airing on voinews.id and RRI Digital. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Cool.